Most podcasters think you need sponsors to make money. Over the next 10 minutes, I'm going to show you how small podcasts can make between $500 and $5,000 per month with real examples and real math. You're going to learn about self-sponsorship, which is the way to make the most money from your podcast. You're also going to learn about affiliate stacking, which is the easiest way to make money with your podcast. And you're going to learn about selling paid guest spots, which is the most controversial way to make money with a podcast. So let's dive in to the first step. First up, we're going to talk about self-sponsorship. This is the way to make the most money from a podcast. The reason being is that you do not need to rely on selling other people's products or services. With a traditional sponsor model, you are selling other people's and other companies' products and services to your audience. With self-sponsorship, you're selling your own product or service. The math works like this. Imagine you spend $10,000 per year on your podcast, and you also sell a service that costs $10,000 a year. If the podcast is the only marketing you do for your service, then it only takes one client at $10,000 a year to pay for that podcast for the year. So if you spend $10,000 a year for 5 years on your podcast, but your business makes $150,000 a year every year for 5 years, well, that means you made a 15x multiple on your podcast investment. This is why self-sponsorship is the smartest way to monetize a podcast. This is also why it makes you the most money, because there's nobody else taking a cut of this money. Now, the downside or the challenge with this method is that you need to have a product or service that people want to buy. So the easiest way to run this strategy is to go out and start a business or have a pre-existing business selling products or services, and then create a podcast that sells, that's designed to sell that product or service. With this method, you get to keep all of the money and you get to continue to sell the thing that you've always sold, whether that's a product or a service. So this is the best way to make money with a podcast. It may not be the easiest way to make money, but the good thing about this is you get to keep all that money in the end. The next method to making money in a simple way from a podcast is called affiliate stacking. And this is a method that you see across the internet every single day. If you know somebody who is an online fitness coach, in their bio is almost always 10%, 15%, or 20% off some kind of supplement. That is not a sponsor. That is what's called an affiliate. What you're doing is creating affiliation between the product, yourself, and your audience. This is a form of sponsorship that's more indirect, meaning that when you are an affiliate for a product or service, that means when your audience buys that product or service, you get a cut of that money. This also means that you're most likely going to have specific or special bonuses and offers for that product or service just for your audience. Now, affiliate stacking is when you curate or customize all of the affiliate products or services specifically for your audience. What this looks like for our podcast is we have 3, 4, or even 5 different products or services that we recommend to our clients, to our prospects, and to our audience. Now, these are curated, meaning that these are only products and services that I use personally every single day. That's why we make hundreds or even thousands of dollars on selling affiliate products or services, because we actually use them every single day. You'll see that creators and podcasters and business owners will try to push anything, any product or service just to make a dollar, and that's when it doesn't work. Proper affiliate marketing and proper affiliate stacking is curating your affiliations so that they make perfect sense for your audience, so that your audience appreciates that, you get a cut of that money and the product or service is something that you were going to recommend anyway. So they get to incentivize you to sell it and you get to incentivize your audience to use it. Now let's look at the math. How this works is affiliation works at scale, meaning that if you are affiliated with a software that costs $10 to $20 a month, you may only be able to get 1 or even 5% of that $10 to $20 a month, meaning you have to sell tens, hundreds, or thousands of people using your affiliate link or code to really make money. That's why we recommend affiliate stacking, meaning having multiple products or services that are affiliated with you so that you can create affiliation across multiple products or services so that you can sell not just one, but you can sell a stack or a group of products or services, and you can make more money, maybe 3, 4, 5 times the amount of money that you would normally pay. So that's the math. The golden rule for affiliation and affiliate stacking is that you want to cover your costs, meaning you want to affiliate with products or services that you use so that you can get the cost of that particular product or service covered by selling it on your podcast or in your content. So if that service costs you $250 a year, you want to be making $250 a year in affiliate commissions, and that essentially gives you that product or service for free. So that's where you want to start with affiliate stacking. Start with products or services that you use so you can get your costs covered. Make sure it's a product that stacks nicely with other affiliate links, and also showcase yourself actually using it and be honest. Don't just do it to take the 1, 5, or 10% that company gives you. And that is affiliate stacking. The third way that podcasts make money, and the most controversial, is by selling paid guest spots. Now, I have never paid to be on a podcast, but I have made money by being a guest on a podcast. I made a $1,200 sale by being a guest on a podcast. Somebody watched that podcast, then hired me. So that's a great way to show the power of being a guest on a podcast. What that doesn't show us is if we should pay to be a guest on a podcast. Now that is a different episode, but today we're gonna talk about you charging your guests. I have a friend, Mark. He has a podcast about equipment rental companies. It doesn't get more specific than that. Now, the good thing about Mark is that there were no other equipment rental company podcasts. He became the only equipment rental company podcast, and he was able to sell the guests on $2,000, $3,000, or even $5,000 guest spots, meaning that guest would actually pay to be on that podcast to get access to Mark's audience. So paid guest spots are not necessarily bad, they're not necessarily evil, but they can be if they're in the wrong hands. So here's how the math works. You pay $5,000 to be on a podcast. That podcast has an audience of 100,000 people. Those people are your ideal prospects or people that you sell to with your product or service. You go on that podcast, you pay that $5,000, and then you wait and hope that that audience of 100,000 people has people in it that do want to buy from you. What the goal is here is that they listen to the episode with you as the guest that you paid for, and then they reach out to you to purchase your product or service because they heard you on that podcast. Now, if your product or service costs $10,000, costs $20,000, or even more, you paying for that $5,000 guest spot and you receiving just one client from that guest spot, well, in that case, you already paid for that $5,000 guest spot. So I only see paying to be a guest working in two scenarios. One is if you sell a product or service that is the same or more expensive than what you paid for the spot. And two is if you just want to get recognition. Essentially, you just want to pay to get views or pay to be on a big podcast. I don't see anything wrong with that. Just know that you may not immediately and you basically guaranteed to not get back any of the money that you paid. But hey, maybe you wanted to be on a podcast with 100,000 or a million subscribers just to make you and your business look better. There's a reason that I can get behind, right? But it is all 100% up to you. All right, we covered all three ways that podcasters can make between $500 and $5,000 per month. You had self-sponsorship, you had affiliate stacking, and you had the controversial paid guest spots. Now, of course, none of this can happen if you don't have a podcast. Luckily, we make that really easy for you. So in the description of this video, we're going to have a script on how to create your own podcast. Not only do we have the script, but we also have 20 plus title ideas that we already used and all got over 1,000 podcast downloads or 1,000 views on YouTube. So you can just take those titles and apply them to your podcast and then start bringing in views and downloads. So make sure you hit that first link down below for Script Science. That's gonna give you the script we use as well as all of those title ideas and even other ideas that you can use to generate money from your podcast and your content. All right, grab the script. We'll catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.